Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cole gets the snap down. Carlson swings the right leg to the uprights.
No good.
He missed it wide right. It started down the middle, hooked a little bit outside. And the Broncos take over on their own 38. The interception does not hurt Denver.
Oh, boy. That was something. Thank you to Jason Horowitz on Raiders Radio there. I asked Manny, hey, can you find a highlight of last night's game? And he gave me a Daniel Carlson missed 48-yard field goal.
Well, don't give me such a difficult assignment.
Yeah, it's apropos.
Honestly, I feel like I just asked you to, you know, unravel the Da Vinci Code there. This was a terrible game. But it doesn't mean, Pearl, that we can't take things away from it. Denver Broncos win this one 10-7. They now move to 8-2. And I think the big question is, like, the defense, no doubt. Like, we understand this is a legit Super Bowl winning defense. This has got Orange Crush 2.0 type of possibilities. But the offense, considering Sean Payton is there, and I know it was windy last night, but they could not execute anything. And they're lucky to come away with a win.
Well, I mean, first of all, this game belongs in the Hall of Fame. In Canton, they should have a shrine. So in future generations, ask, what was Thursday Night Football like? Son, it was like this game last night. This was a Thursday night, is the most Thursday nighty Thursday night game I've ever seen in my life. And so I'm not going to count that against Sean Payton, but the thing, and I think you're pointing to, it's been like this kind of all season where the offense will stall for about 53 minutes and then all of a sudden emerges out of nowhere. Do you remember when Brian Billick was the offensive guru in 98 with the Vikings? Then he went to the Ravens. And he was supposed to be this offensive genius in the mold of Bill Walsh, and they never scored at all. But their defense was single-handedly won the Super Bowl. So maybe if you squint, this defense is good enough to do that. I personally don't think so.
Really?
Because of the competition in the AFC. I think as great as the defense is it really going to be able to hold down, if you look at the playoff field, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, possibly Lamar Jackson? Because those guys are even great defense beaters, I think. You know, unless Bo Nix, they got to straighten out this offense. And it's kind of weird that Sean Payton, who loves Bo Nix, is not really getting it moving right. So my takeaway is the offense isn't good enough to get the team where it wants to go.
I mean, they are a huge liability. And normally, you know, Bo Nix is kind of in a coma for three quarters and then comes out of it in the fourth quarter. Yeah. We did not get that last night. It was just straight coma the whole time. And, you know, obviously credit to the Raiders defense. They had a game plan. It was a good game plan on defense. They harass Bo Nix. Anytime you get pressure on Bo Nix, he just turns into a pumpkin. You see the orange jersey. I mean, when he has no time, you have no idea where the ball is going. And he had two interceptions last night. One of them was not his fault. Went right off of Troy Franklin's, you know, hands. Ashton Jeanty had one of those on the other side. There was a lot of like deflected balls in the air, and all of a sudden the other team's coming down with it. But nobody could get over their own 30. So it was like the field position game was just bananas. And, you know, I think Bo Nix is probably the one thing that's kind of holding the team back. You know, it's one thing to come away with a win over the Giants or something and put together this all-time fourth quarter. And I know he beat your Philadelphia Eagles too, Pearl, earlier in the season. But I don't know if I trust him when things get hairy, because Las Vegas had nothing, and the defense was able to get to Bo Nix in a way that I was pretty shocked. I was pretty shocked they made him look that uncomfortable.
The one stat that I saw that summed this game up, both teams had more penalties than first down, and that's the first time it's happened in a game since 1950. Nix, and you know, some of the highlights, actually, Manny should have played a highlight where the best play that both quarterbacks, Geno Smith with Vegas and Bo Nix, the best penalty was when they ran away from the pass rusher, were able to throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, without an intentional grounding.
Yeah, that was like, oh my God, what an athletic play by Geno Smith to get the incompletion. That's where the game was, because Nick Bonito was running wild for Denver and Max Crosby was running wild for Vegas, two pass rushers. It was as ugly as could be. You know, one thing you did say, when things get hairy, Bo Nix will mess things up. But then again, when things get hairy in the game in the fourth quarter, there's obviously something there. You can't deny. So it's not that simple. It does seem like a little magic. So maybe this team does defy logic. Again, think about it. They were the number one seed in the AFC right now, the best record in the NFL, 8-2, because they played an extra game. If it's the fourth quarter of a playoff game, are you sure we don't trust Nix? Because I will hold out a little bit of a carrot that he has had these fourth quarters where everything comes together.
I don't know, man. Like, you always tell me that, you know, a point differential matters when it comes to Super Bowl contenders. And that's what we're talking about here when you now have the lead in the AFC. Obviously, we'll see what everyone else does this weekend. But you always tell me point differential matters. And, like, the Broncos are winning these games by, like, the smallest of margins.
And they lost by the smallest.
They're losing by the smallest of margins, too. But, like, this is not – I think that, you know, I guess do you give credit to a team for kind of pulling out some of these crazy wins, maybe gritty, gutty performances, or do you look at them and say, clearly this is flawed? Like, if you can't beat a Raiders team that – I know it's a division rival, and I know it was windy and all of that, but, like, you should smoke the Raiders. Smoke them.
Yeah, they're heavy favorites.
And Geno Smith, by the way – for the entire fourth quarter, the guy's on one leg. And the defense, again, they did their job. But don't you have to look a little more dominant to actually be considered a Super Bowl contender? I mean, really, the only two games that they've even won by two scores is Tennessee, Cincinnati, and Dallas.
Well, Tennessee was 20-12, so it's technically
one.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It was a one score game.
I guess it's one score.
Yeah. No, it was then Dallas is basically your only one. I mean, they should have lost that game to the Jets. They could have lost that game to your Philadelphia Eagles. The game against Houston was crazy. And then last night, I see this defense as being super ferocious, but I don't think the offense is good enough. And by the way, that's on Sean Payton. You know, he is the offensive guy, and he's got his dude, Bo Nix, that he wanted and that he, you know, is said was going to be an MVP.
Yeah.
EJ, wasn't that the line from Sean Payton before the year? He's going to be an MVP? Well, I don't know about that. Not yet.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. They face the Chiefs next week. That'll be a real test of where they actually are. But you're right, the Raiders were so bad. Geno Smith, I feel bad. He got screwed by his teammates in 800 ways last night.
Yeah.
You know, there was one interception that went off Ashton Gentry's hands. There was a long, beautiful long pass to the rookie Thornton that went off his hands. But the ultimate
terrible
play.
Terrible penalties.
Did you see when he chewed out Raheem Mostert, missed a blitzer? The running back missed a blitzer, and Geno went off on him. Not only on the field, and you could see it on camera, then actually Amazon showed it. He got back to the bench and yelled at him. Then he quickly apologized. I put that on social media. I would understand if Geno Smith decided to punch a teammate today.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
The irony. It would all come full circle.
Yeah,
he got punched in the face when he was a Jet.
I think we might be taking this game a little too seriously when we're analyzing it. Short week, windy conditions. It was hot garbage.
Yeah.
It was hot garbage all night long. So maybe this was an anomaly. But the way you describe the Broncos reminds me of the Vikings from 2 years ago, the year that Kirk Cousins led them to the Gaudy record.
Yeah.
And they got killed by the Giants in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know,
this reminds you of that?
In the sense that it's thin point differential, a lot of close wins over bad teams.
Yeah, crazy comeback that
crazy
season.
Crazy comebacks, the year they beat the Bills.
Yeah, and the Bills.
Yeah.
Forget that one.
With one-handed catch. So I think that you point to point differential, and we'll look at some of the stats, but these narrow wins might not prove they're contenders. I mean, the AFC has kind of been down this year, but it's not that down. You still got Mahomes. You still got Josh Allen. Is this team good enough? And at 8-2, at least to credit the Broncos, that's what we're talking about. Like, can they get to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, they've won 7 in a row. I mean, that's got to be the bar now.
I mean, we're not totally making fun of them, but last night was not. Maybe Sean Payton can just say to the team, you know what? We're just going to forget last night happened. We have a 10-day rest. We're going to regroup, and maybe a different team comes out against KC. You know, it's Thursday night. It's a short week, man.
Totally. I get it. And, you know, the point differential right now is actually plus 62 for the Broncos, which is a little higher than I thought, but not even as the best in their own division, because Kansas City is better at plus 76, and it is the lowest of any, besides the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's plus 7. It's lower than the other division leaders in the AFC, because the Colts are killing it at plus 109, and the Bills and the Patriots both are plus 68. And Kansas City is better, as I said. See, here's the thing, right, about assessing whether or not the Broncos are really Super Bowl contenders, because their defense definitely is, but remember last year, the Kansas City Chiefs won all those one-score games?
Yeah.
And the record was 15-2.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, they're still dangerous. That's because they're the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I think I have a little bit more of a track record considering they've been in the Super Bowl for half the decade. And I don't know if I have that same faith. And, yeah, Broncos, are they legit Super Bowl contenders? You can call us 888-710-4ISN. Can we flip over to the Raiders for just a second?
If you want, Mac. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do with this team.
Chip Kelly should have to give the money back. What is he thinking up there? And I get it. Windy conditions, Pearl.
Yeah.
Might be good for maybe some short passes, maybe something like that. Yeah. Maybe you try to get your amazing tight end maybe matched up on a linebacker instead of a defensive back or something like that to get Brock Bowers in any way involved in this game. If I'm Tom Brady, I don't know if he was there last night. They definitely weren't going to put him on camera again because that bleep storm from the last time when Brady was in the coach's box with the headset and it launched 1,000 think pieces. But, I mean, I hope that Brady, like, made a phone call at least at halftime. Brock Bowers must touch the ball. Yeah. So congrats. He got one catch on 3 targets. He's the best weapon that you have. You just traded away Jacoby Myers. Mm-hmm. You've got nothing except for Genty and Bowers. What was going on with Chip Kelly yesterday?
Well, I read there was a narrative in Vegas that they really wanted to run the ball more. That Chip Kelly, ironically, was getting criticized for not establishing the run, which he did too much of at Ohio State last year on his way to a title. So Ashton Genty got 19 carries. That was the philosophy last night. And it started off like gangbusters. What happened, I think, was they left way too many points on the field in the first quarter.
Definitely.
They should have been up 21-0. So I think their plan was run the ball, and I think that's why he got off track. But, you know, I've been critical of Chip Kelly specifically last couple of years, which is so weird. Because at Oregon, he was the man. When we first started working together at SI, people don't understand. Chip Kelly was the genius, and I don't see any of that right now. I don't know what happened. I guess everyone caught up with Chip Kelly's offense, and it hasn't really translated to the NFL. They had a blip in Philly where it was innovative, but quickly people caught up with his scheme. So I questioned this hire to start the season. I was like, one thing is go old school with Pete Carroll, but why Chip Kelly now? It doesn't seem like he's got whatever the formula is for the NFL. He doesn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, young people gather around. There was a time when, like, we were tracking Chip Kelly's flights around the country to see whether or not he was going to take that Eagles job, and then he did, and he wouldn't, and then he did, and didn't, and then ultimately he did take that Eagles job, and they won 10 games, actually, but it didn't go well.
Nick Foles had a 7-touchdown game with Chip Kelly, and then somehow, like that, the rest of the NFL figured him out.
So, obviously, one part of and a crucial part of this game has nothing really to do with Chip Kelly, which is the Broncos go on 11-play drive. They miss a field goal. Their guy misses a field goal short. It was a 58-yarder, I believe. And then, so you got great field position. Raiders take the field. Interception on the very first play. And so that one, I guess, like for Chip Kelly, is not his fault. That was a 7-7 game at that point. But it's just been so disappointing. And can I ask another question about the Raiders? Two things. One, I said they were out of their minds not trading Max Crosby at the deadline. We saw what defensive players were going for at this deadline. You could have reset your entire franchise if you had decided to actually trade Max Crosby. And I know he might like Las Vegas. Well, cool. You can live there the rest of your life when you're done playing. You could be the mayor. Hell, you could be a senator from Nevada if you wanted to. You're that popular. You could be the governor. But they needed to get rid of him at the deadline for the sake of the franchise, Pearl, because now he's there. He's awesome. And it means absolutely nothing. And I'm sorry for the Raiders. Like, I know he's a guy that you have a lot of connection to. Again, it's sports. Like, you have to do what's right for the team. And I thought that was really, really a bad move to me that they held on to Crosby.
You know, normally I'd agree with you. Your logic is spot on. And that's what you do if you want to. Max Crosby's so special. You don't let that guy out of your building. And I'm telling you, it's not just the football. You're never finding another Max Crosby. First of all, he's the coolest looking guy, and he's an incredible locker room person,
of
for
course.
What it's worth. There's just a few people like that in the NFL. You go around the league, I understand why they wouldn't let him go. You're never going to find another Max Crosby. You might find a player that talented, but he's different. And you're the Raiders. You liked Pete Carroll because it brought some stability to the franchise.
I was dead
so
wrong.
You're going to trade your one ace away. So where's the stability then?
No, I mean, listen, the Raiders don't have embarrassing headlines right now like they did during the John Gruden era. So I'll give them that. But they are not winning. So what does it matter? You know,
what is a first and a second for Max Crosby going to matter either?
You need a quarterback. And by the way, do you remember when Kenny Pickett was like going to be the starting quarterback for a different franchise in the Cleveland Browns? Last night, Geno Smith's playing on one leg and they let him finish out the game, and they went to Pickett when Geno was in the blue 10. But they don't even trust Kenny Pickett to hand the ball off to Ashton Jeanty a couple times?
I found out yesterday that Kenny Pickett is a Las Vegas Raider.
Yeah.
Did you find out when he broke
up the fight with Geno and somebody?
No, I saw him on the sideline without his helmet on and I thought, is that Kenny Pickett? Pitt legend Kenny Pickett?
I was reminded because Geno was in an argument with somebody again, because somebody let him down, and Kenny had to come over and calm him down. Kenny Pickett, voice of reason.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway.
But wait, they can find a quarterback. I don't know if they're going to, I guess they're probably going to draft one this year. They don't need to trade Max Crosby to get a quarterback. They're still going to be in the quarterback mix.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Who's turning down first round picks when you are 2-7?
Like, I don't know.
It just makes no logic.
So you're
going to
trade what? You're going to trade Max Crosby to who? I don't think the Cowboys were going to get a good enough package going to Philly or something and get the 32nd pick for a generational player?
No, I'm just saying I hang the for sale sign out and see who comes a running, because I might get two firsts and a second and a player. I'm talking about resetting the franchise type stuff. And I don't know why we would think this is good for the Jets, and we're lauding the Jets for getting 5 first-round picks now in the next 2 years, but for some reason, the Raiders should sit on their hands because of all the talent that's on this roster?
Let me ask you, like, who are you paying besides Max Crosby? Like, what? That's the one guy on the team who's worth anything.
Do you think Miles Garrett should still be in Cleveland, right?
Of course not.
Of course not. It's the same.
Miles Garrett's better than Max Crosby. Like, Miles Garrett's probably the best player in the league.
Yeah, and he's wasting time in Cleveland right now.
I don't know. Max Crosby just feels like a Raider. You're right. Logic says Max Crosby should be traded. My heart says Max Crosby is perfect in that uniform. And man, if they get a quarterback and they're good again, and Max Crosby at 32 makes the playoffs, I'm going to root for that guy.
Shouldn't be about moral victories. 888-710-4ISN. He's not a guy who just should be like making the playoffs. He's someone who should be like impacting a Super Bowl. 888-710-4476. So that was a little bit on the Raiders last night.
But wait, Maggie, if you acquire that first round pick, now you got 2 first round picks. What quarterback are you taking? It's not exactly the best quarterback class.
The first round pick will be low. The other one.
How about this? You can always use those picks to move up in the draft if you want to.
For who?
Okay, then how about first round picks in 2027? Just like the Jets. People think that the Jets are geniuses for what they did trading Sauce and Quinn and Williams. Isn't that the same thing? Are we basically they're mirror images of each other?
Well, they got a lot of picks. They got three first rounds.
All came from these trades.
And so could the Raiders. They could have gotten picks.
You're not getting 2 first rounders for Max Crosby. That was, and by the way, 2 first rounders for, no way.
You got two for Sauce Gardner.
He's 28 and he's expensive already. I don't think you would have
got. So is Sauce. I don't know.
No, Sauce was 20. Sauce was 25, and I think the general take on the Sauce rate was that was insane.
Right, but you could have maybe taken advantage of somebody. That's what I'm saying. Like a boomer bust team, or maybe it's someone like San Francisco. I don't know, guys. I don't have the exact thing for you. I'm just saying this was clearly defensive players were at a premium in this at this trade deadline. And the Raiders are sitting on a guy.
I think the reality is, too, is whenever the Raiders eventually get good, if that ever happens, Max Crosby is going to be long gone or way past his prime. So you got to make that calculation as well. When you're looking at trading a player who's in the prime of his career, but you're not winning, when we get good, is this guy going to be worth this money, this time that we're not getting these assets back? The answer for the Raiders seems to be an obvious no. Yeah, the Raiders are at least 3 years away. By that time, Max Crosby is not going to be the guy that we're talking about today, this pass-rushing monster. And this, you know, he's always going to be a great locker room guy, but he's not going to be the same caliber player.
He's the only good player in the NFL who wants to be a Las Vegas Raider.
That means absolutely zero
to me. No, I don't think so. I mean, Dante Adams wanted to be there a couple years ago. People like Las Vegas.
They like Las Vegas, but like he is stuck by this terrible franchise forever.
And that's great for him. But like, if I'm John Svitek, and if I'm Tom Brady or whoever's actually making the decisions here, like, where is, you got to be a little more cutthroat and calculated about this. The guy, you're not sending him to Siberia. He might just have to go to San Francisco for a little bit.
I mean, Tom Brady wanted to play for the Raiders. I disagree. I think the Raiders are a place that people will always want to play for them. It's a iconic brand. Now it's Las Vegas. Everyone wants to live in Las Vegas. I think that they will never have problems getting guys. That's not going to be the problem. The problem is getting actually put together a roster.
I don't know. Who have they signed in free agency?
Just signed Christian Wilkins, who was terrible for them, but they got one of the biggest free agents last year. They get Tom Brady wanted to go there. They traded for Davante Adams, who wanted to go to Las Vegas.
To play with Derek Carr, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, part of it also, you said, was that I'm from Fresno, and this is a closer place to my home. I think that the Raiders are definitely an attractive place in terms of just nothing to do with football. Mm-hmm. Just the black lifestyle. And silver and the lifestyle. Yes, people want to go for it. Now you're trying to figure out the football side. So you lose Max Crosby, that stinks, and the guy definitely loves to be a Raider. You'll find other guys that want to play for the silver and black.
The Raiders.
Yeah, I think that there's something about Max Crosby that's just different. You're a franchise who's had kind of low character in many ways for two decades, and then you get this guy with this incredible life story who just really wants to be there. That believe it or not, and I consider myself an analytic guy, that has some value here because the Raiders is just what has been positive since they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. Literally since that day, except for 1 year where Derek Carr looked awesome. Like, what do you have?
I'm telling
What's the point of this franchise even existing? Well, if not for Max Crosby.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Same thing about the Jets, right?
No.
Why are we saying now there's actually maybe something to look forward to with the Jets? Maybe there's a little hope, a little bit of life because they cashed in some chips.
The Raiders had the number 6 overall pick this year and they took Ashton Jeanty. And what has that done?
Jack Squadouche.
So give me these picks. The Jets have more. I mean, listen, Max Crosby, the Jets have a lot of draft capital now because the Jets are going to get probably the 1 or 2 pick this year. Then they got the.
So could the Raiders, by the way. How many games are they winning?
Well, let's see.
The same as the Jets.
Yeah, so they're going to be 4 or 5.
Wait, the Jets have 2 wins or 1 win?
One. Jets have one win. Raiders, by the way, probably could sneak into more wins. I don't think and again, this draft's not even good. The Jets are loaded up for 27. That is really huge. I cannot believe the Cowboys gave him that 27 better the first 2 round picks. That was killing me with Jerry. He could have gotten away with giving him the second pick there.
Imagine what the Raiders could have gotten.
888-710-4ISN.
What do you want, Pearl? Fold up the franchise? They have to try something. You want them to just keep going on the same hamster wheel and look at where it's gotten them. Yeah. And I agree with you on a lot of this stuff. I'm a little surprised because you are the trust the process guy.
I just love him. I love Max Crosby there.
You can still love him somewhere else.
I think they really messed up their coaching hire, too. And they messed up the last, 10 drafts.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Brock Bowers is good, though. Wouldn't have known it last night. Was not really involved in the game plan. Coming up, we've got some bold predictions for you for the second half of the season. Also, for our fans in Oregon, I'm curious, how nervous are the Oregon Ducks about going to Iowa this weekend? I was thinking about that. Tricky, tricky place to play. And the Big Ten is not doing you a ton of favors as far as how many teams they're getting into the college football playoff. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It's the Maggie Perloff Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Manny discovers another old band, the 80s. Love it. They're back.
Uh-huh. Went very far in our one-hit wonder bracket from a couple springs ago.
Greatest one-hit wonder video of all time with the little weird cartoons, which was innovative 40 years ago.
There was a car commercial using this song, and that's how I discovered the song. I think it was Hyundai.
It's also in the Super Mario Brothers movie, so my kid likes it now.
So did you realize what last night signified, Maggie?
What's up?
The second half of the NFL season has officially started. And I got to tell you, the first half has been pretty okay, average. The second half is going to be fire, and you know why.
Why?
Because he's coming back. He, the one, the singular, the chosen one.
Jesus? Lamar?
Shedeur Sanders will be in our life before soon.
Oh, my God.
It's got me. I was just thinking about last time. I'm like, this game stinks. What do we need to distract us? We need Shedeur in our life.
What about Shiloh?
Yeah, there are a lot of MVP, like there are a lot of awards talks on the podcast world this year, this week. Everyone's forgetting the storm that is coming late in the season. Thank God. We're really getting close to the late season. The last month is going to be wild.
That's funny that at the same moment someone said Jesus and you said Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's just hilarious to me.
By the way, SI did a cover, like they do digital covers now. They had the next chosen one about the Kansas basketball player, and that annoyed me.
He's
from Cleveland. So they're like, oh, okay, he's the new LeBron.
Oh.
Anyway, that's beside.
He's not the guy from Florida who's 7'9" or whatever.
Oliver Ryu. Olivier Rieu.
Yeah.
That was me in fourth grade, by the way. I was that much taller than everybody.
Freak.
How tall is he really? He's 7'9".
He moves exactly like Andrew Perloff, if anyone watched the highlight last
night.
Like
a baby giraffe?
Well, just like he's got the speed and the vertical of a young Andrew Perloff, which is to say not a lot.
I mean, we're going to have eight foot people soon, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, but real quick, second half, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so Cleveland on the bye week, and you're predicting Shedeur is the starter coming out of that bye week?
No. So there's a report.
Or I'm sorry, they're coming off the bye. They play the Jets this weekend. Yeah. Yes, they were off last week.
Yeah, Jets this weekend.
There's a report that whatever happens to them, it does not matter. They are playing Shedeur the last 4 weeks from ESPN's Tony Grossi. Now, I think they should go 5 weeks, and I'll tell you why. They have protected Shedeur from Shedeur. Their last 5 weeks, listen to this schedule, Maggie. Tennessee in Cleveland, at Chicago, Buffalo, at Pittsburgh in Cleveland, and at Cincinnati. Except for the Buffalo game, every one of those is a bottom five defense. I mean, the Steelers defense is bad. I don't know what happened last week with Indianapolis. Cincinnati's got the worst defense in the league.
Yep.
Chicago's defense is bad, and Tennessee's defense has been okay, but they rank 25th.
To be honest, Buffalo's defense is not very good either. It's just their offense is
I mean, I looked up, they ranked 12th, partly because their schedule's so bad.
Yeah.
Their defense, but you know, their defense is not getting better. It seems to be getting more injured.
Oh, yeah.
None of these teams are really destroying quarterbacks. I feel like Shedeur can do some things here. I feel like not only is Shedeur going to play, he's going to be, assuming Dylan Gabriel doesn't catch fire and win the job, I think Shedeur is going to be okay. You're talking last month of the season, a lot of those teams are going to be injured and down to second stringers on defense. We are going to get the full Shedeur Sanders experience, and I don't think people are realizing that, which is funny, because he's the only person we talked about coming into the season.
He's been buried on the depth chart forever. I mean, at some point, you almost have to give up. Like, the Browns are telling us they don't want us to see him right now. But here's my question for you. It's a good logic, and I get the report coming out of Cleveland that he's going to start. But think about it. You're 2-6. We're talking about the Raiders last night with their terrible loss. They have two wins. Jets have one win, clearly tanking. You know, you got Tennessee, who doesn't need a quarterback, but they're obviously bad. New Orleans does need a quarterback. They're also bad. Like, if Cleveland really wants to have a shot at the number one overall pick, you can't afford to mess around with Shedeur here.
There's no reason to get the number one pick this year. There's just, it's
not trade out of it.
No, there's nothing to trade out. No one's going to trade up for that number one pick. I'm telling you, this draft, look at a mock draft and look at the quarterbacks there and look at the positions. It's a quarterback, safety, off-ball linebacker. Like, it is not a great draft. And that, you know, that came out during the trade deadline. All the draft experts are like, yeah, people are trading out of 26 because it's just not a thing. Not just the quarterback, all the positions. So I don't think Cleveland is, there's going to be some tough decisions. Like, the Jets might have to stick with Justin Fields.
I mean, that would be calculated because they know they have three first-round picks in 2027. So there's like a method to that.
But Cleveland might think the same thing and might try and trade some of their draft capital for 26 to 27. Manny said it. Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Lenora Sellers. You're tanking for those guys? Those guys are kind of, Dante Moore, kind of projects. I think Dante Moore might go number one. He's very young, and he's going to have to sit for a while anyway.
I'm going to be honest. At this point, who can tell the difference between tanking and just losing? I mean, it's the Cleveland Browns, for goodness sakes. It's the Jets, for goodness sakes. It's New Orleans, for goodness sakes. These teams are just bad.
The Browns did trade away Flacco and Pickett, so they did do some moves to say, well, listen, we are kind of tanking. The Jets are clearly tanking, but you're right. I don't know what the difference is, but has tanking ever worked for either of those franchises, by the way?
So you're gonna have Shedeur come in, mess around, win you a couple games, and then the fan base is gonna go nuts wanting Shedeur Sanders back, and now Shador's your starter.
That's how
you foresee this going.
Yeah, I just feel like the universe wants Shedeur Sanders in our life. I don't know why. I just think that he is not going to go away. He's one of those guys who just, like, there's certain players that just, you think, oh, well, we're not going to have to deal with this story anymore. And then they're back.
Yeah, but they had a game a couple weeks ago. I forgot who they playing, the Patriots, where didn't Dylan Gabriel, they were getting blown out. I'm like, let's see Shedeur. It's like, he didn't even dress
for
that game.
Yeah, he has a peck injury or something. No, he has a back injury.
You run a scout team.
Yeah.
That's how.
They
should be able to hit him. He's still a quarterback on the roster.
They say he's doing PT. He's got a back injury like LeBron. You know, it's a load management thing.
Yeah, load management when you're third string.
He's a 23-year-old kid with a sciatica issue.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to Andrew Bogish. What do you think, guys? Shedeur Sanders, 888-710-4ISN. Is he the only, what'd you say? He's the only thing that's the bright spot in the second half?
Don't forget, you know, I had two.
Well, I mean, I'm, I'm, I'm down on NFL football after whatever with that, whatever we witnessed last night. That was awful. So I was just thinking, like, how can we spice up these bad teams? There are some bad teams, like Andrew Bogus's New York Giants, for example.
Oh, thanks for reminding.
Unnecessary shot.
Yeah, no, that's what you do.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, seriously.
Look, welcome back.
You guys got Jackson Dart
over there.
I know, Manny, with the jersey. Way to go all in.
Last night, Kirk Herbstreit said this team needs to find their own Jackson Dart.
Yeah, because Jackson Dart's
the man. Said that to
us. Ian said that to us.
Ian said it. He goes, the Jets need to find their Jackson Dart. I was like, wow, he didn't even go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson. He said Jackson Dart.
Welcome to the future, old people.
your headlines.
I've seen the future, and he's wearing diamond necklace.
Got that right, sister.
Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks. The hard-hitting football action's even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Oh my God.
And get $50 in bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Future.
They only scored 10 points. They had more penalties than first downs, but the Broncos won again. That's 7 in a row, 10-7 over the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. A post-game shrug from Sean Payton.
We got a punt, blocked a punt on the kicking game.
Hell yeah.
Our defense was fantastic. Too many penalties on offense that put us in a hole. And I got to be better also, but good win.
That some of those special teams plays last night? Wow, some of those punts getting out of bounds and inside the 5-yard line. We had some of those were shanks. It was awesome.
That was the weirdest, greatest punt of all time. The one that just hit the ground and went completely sideways out of bounds.
What a gorgeous punt. Are you kidding me? Best part of the night. Let's be honest. It was 10-7.
Punt. Block punt is fun.
Yeah, that was also exhilarating. But, I mean, come on, a punt inside the 5?
So he's not going to acknowledge that because that acknowledges a special teams failure. He's not going to do that.
Special teams awesome. The guy who got through blocked it.
Somebody screwed up.
No, block punts are cool. But you know what's cooler? Punts inside the 5.
I think we're using
this is
term
all,
cool
this is all, this is all we have for this game, by the way. Block punts,
exactly.
Punts in the 5. This is
the most exhilarating part of the entire night.
Exhilarating is quite the word.
Exhilarating, capital X.
Yeah. Not how you spell it. Denver's defense remains their saving grace, holding the Raiders under 200 yards and sacking poor Geno Smith 6 times.
It's usually darkest before dawn. We're gonna rise, man. We're gonna rise. It hurts. It sucks. I mean, I give my all to this game. Everything that I can do to win. Trying to figure it out, but we'll figure it out.
His team is 2-7. Yes. They did score first last night, an Ashton Jeanty run late in the first quarter, but that was it. Will Lutz put the Broncos ahead for good with a 32-yard field goal late in the third. Do you guys remember when the Dodgers won the World Series?
No.
It was apparently news to Clayton Kershaw. The Dodger lefty was on Mookie Betts' podcast explaining that he was trying to get ready to pitch and lost count of the outs in that last half inning of Game 7.
You know, Barger's on first with the walk, so Kirk grounds in the double play, and I'm thinking, okay, 2 outs, run scores, game's tied. Nope. We got lefty, Varsho up, I'm in the game. And then Bardo's just looking in my face, why are you throwing? It's over, we won the World Series.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah, he's the one telling me we won the World Series.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, okay, that's great.
You were that locked in, good for you.
He's a senior citizen. This is like, why are you making fun of it? It's ageist.
Was this at Lakers practice? Did I hear basketballs in the background?
I had a kid's game, right?
Was that where it was? No.
No, I mean, Kershaw probably called into the pod from his kid's game.
That
makes sense.
I assume Kershaw is mostly a dad at this point. But he's only 37, by the way. I think he's one of the most mysterious retirements. Like, he's got Justin Verlander.
You've seen him pitch, right?
He was 11-2 this year with a 280 ERA.
Like, just like hanging on by a thread.
He's throwing like 88 miles an hour.
Kershaw's always thrown 88 miles an hour. I mean,
Well, also, he's got his moment.
Mid-90s.
Game 6. You know, he comes in, gets the out with the bases loaded. That was game 6, right? Or is it game 5?
He's still 11-2 with a 336 ERA because his brain is good, even if his arm isn't.
I'm saying he's got his moment. We have the final out that he got them out of a jam. I just can't remember if it was game 5 or game 6.
It was game 5. It was the extra inning game.
Right. Okay. And there we go. So, extra inning game.
So what was that, game 4?
Game 4 then.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
He
was
got hammered in the other appearance in the postseason, right?
I too would have gotten hammered.
Yeah. No, he's good. He can go home.
But it's still a 336 ERA and 11-2 record. He could probably sign for $15 million next year easily. I just think 37 is a bit young in this day and age, but whatever.
Mm. Well, I think the older guys still pitching are the outliers.
Is like that an out? But are they outliers anymore? Or is there everybody going to 40? Because like Joe Flacco.
No, there's not a LeBron. Lot of guys pitching at 40.
No, Scherzer. The Jamie Moyers and stuff is not as often as you think.
Well, it's Verlander, really, who's just yeah, like, how good was better Justin than Verlander? Ever. I mean,
Justin Verlander last season wasn't spectacular.
No, Scherzer's good, though.
Scherzer was all right.
Wait, he missed Verlander? Most of the year, though.
Really he wasn't great either.
But in the postseason.
That's why I said
postseason was good.
He was good. Yeah. Game 7, he gave him four and a third or something?
Yeah, regular season he was in.
He was, I think, statistically the worst starter in September, like in the majors.
Well, Scherzer struggled, right?
Yeah, Verlander was not great this year. He was fine. At one point, he was pitching well, and they couldn't score, and he didn't win a game for forever.
Got it.
But I don't think he didn't have a great year, but he pitched an entire season.
Is that Noah Syndergaard?
But he won the MVP, Cy Young at 39, so that's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think when you're a certain level good, I don't want to see you become Jamie Moyer. Like, Jamie Moyer, like, part of his charm was that he always was kind of average. Like, once you're Clayton Kershaw, I don't want you to become Jamie Moyer.
Yeah.
Like, once your skills diminish, bow out.
You're saying the mystique for these Hall of Famers, you have to keep some kind of mystique.
You don't want to turn into Russell Wilson, is what you're saying.
Well, exactly. I feel like with fitness and nutrition and vitamins, LeBron's going until he's 45. Joe Flacco's the most talented quarterback in the NFL right now. Like, old guys are back. That's my
okay, old guy.
Thirty-seven. He's a baby.
Back to blocked punts.
I know, but 99.9% of the league is 25 years old.
Yeah, but again, he's always been thrown. He's not a hard pitcher, so like I figure, like he can figure his way out of a lot.
But here's the question: do you really want to watch more of that? Like,
no.
This is all like, who's this for? Is it for the athlete? To say when their time is up, or like EJ says, should they have consideration for their legacy?
Well, it's the athlete, though. It's like has the rest of their life to not pitch, right? So
yeah, but look at Russell Wilson, for example, right? Like he may have...
He wasn't going to retire at 35.
No, but he might be damaging the legacy.
No, yeah. You could. You could, but what else you got to do? You just drive around your kids to basketball games.
You're a millionaire. Do anything, literally anything else. The world's your oyster.
It's hard to retire.
Look at Tom Brady. He's out there cloning his dog. You can get into some weird stuff.
Brady held on forever.
Well, he was still playing at a high level.
But it also feels like Kershaw's been pitching for 50 years. I don't care what his age is. Like, he's been here for so long, good for so long. So many conversations of whether he's good in the postseason or not. Like, I'm good.
No,
I've had enough.
His first year was 2008.
No, Manny was like 11 years old then.
He pitched in the Bush administration.
The Dodgers great, went from Koufax to Kershaw.
Direct.
It's like Steelers head coaches.
Pass of the torch.
You say it's smart to protect your legacy, but who does that? Every player hangs on 2 years too long. Every player.
Well, that's Kershaw's done that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll leave it right there, folks. Thank you. Coming up, we got some interesting quotes from John Lynch yesterday. Do the Niners have enough to make a run to the Super Bowl in 2025? Passed on pass rushers at the trade deadline when they desperately needed someone. It's Maggie Perloff Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, glad to be with you on this Friday. Got a lot of NFL preview and college football for the weekend. But Pearl, I was a little surprised that the 49ers stood so pat at the trade deadline. They made one like smaller trade for really? Keon White. Yeah, because they have so many injuries, especially on the defense, yet they've been able to kind of patch this thing together, and the quarterback, and they've been able to patch this thing together. They're still 6-3, and they've got a very easy schedule. So here was John Lynch yesterday, their general manager, of course, on KNBR, talking about they did go out to the market, but they didn't like what they saw.
We've done it a lot in the past where we've given up a lot. You know, Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, just about every year we've made one. We made a bunch this year, but you have to stay true. And that's not to say we weren't going to do anything, but we weren't going to get fleeced. We weren't going to overpay. It's just not good business. And, you know, as they say, sometimes the best deals you do are the ones you don't do. And, you know, I felt like in this case, we felt like as an organization that was the best course.
Okay, so I listened saying you don't want to get fleeced. I feel like that was a little bit about the Colts right there or something. I don't know. Throwing
shade. The Cowboys.
Or maybe the Cowboys, throwing shade towards somebody, right?
But that's fine. Well, you know, Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, said the same exact thing. So maybe there were some young GMs out there asking for the moon. Or maybe the Bengals in specific were asking, like, we want 3 first-round picks for Trey Hendrickson. There must have been some GMs who were asking for crazy stuff.
Well, the Bengals GM's not young, though.
Well, no,
the
I
owner,
know.
basically.
Well, yeah, Duke Tobin, too. But I'm just saying there must have been some bad offers out there because I'm hearing a lot of good GMs say, man, this was a horrible market.
Actually, literally, Brandon Bean said there's young GMs out there thinking this is Madden.
Yes. It feels like Lynch has that same energy.
I know, but why be condescending? Like, I don't know. I didn't love that. Don't blame your problems on somebody else. But anyway, I just wonder about this. If you gave John Lynch truth serum, is the reason why they didn't want to go maybe a little, like push a few more chips to the middle of the table, is it because they really felt like there was not a good deal to be made? Or deep down, do they feel like this season is not worth saving? And let's just see how good we can be with this ragtag team, right, of whoever we have left, especially on the defense. I'm talking more about the defense, but, you know, Brock Purdy seems to be trending up. I don't know if he's going to play this weekend, but trending up. And maybe they just don't feel like this is the team worth investing in because it's just been so injury-plagued since Jump Street.
I think you could be onto something there. For example, Trey Hendrickson is the half season rental for that guy. Are they going to give a first round pick and then have to deal with his contract and in his 30s? There's no way. I think it was financial. Basically, we're not trading for a guy we're going to have to pay because they've been paying so many guys. There's just no way. They've been talking all offseason about fiscal responsibility. There's no way they were bringing in an expensive player. So combined with the fact that I don't think they think, oh, we're on the brink of a Super Bowl, we have to pay up.
Which is so funny, though, because if you're a 49er fan, you have to be like, all right, well, yeah, you see a lot of injuries, but this has been an all-time coaching job by Kyle Shanahan and by defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, because they're 6-3 and they're 3-0 in the division. So yes, they are beating up on some of the bad teams. Like they get, it seems like they get to play the Saints every week, but they also are 3-0 in that NFC West. Really,
I have not been impressed. I know they beat the Rams, but the Rams have been very funny this season. What are these wins?
They beat Seattle in the opener. They beat the Rams.
But look at the rest of their wins. I mean, They're basically.
No, I know, and they beat Arizona.
There's nothing here right now. I you hear contender talks. Not a single person brings up the Niners.
Yeah,
but the second Bosa went down, the Super Bowl hopes went away. And Warner. I'm sorry, you combine those two. So I think your first thought that this is not an all-in season. Now, listen, they're dangerous when McCaffrey's on the field. There's no doubt about it. But going all the way through the Super Bowl this year, one player was not going to do. Say, for example, Trey Hendrickson. I understand what John Lynch is saying.
So here's the situation, though, with the 49ers. I just want to double check one thing. Hold on. I'm just looking at their schedule. Stand by. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure they weren't on their bye this week. They're not. So obviously they just beat Manny's Giants in New York by 10, but it was a game that felt like it was by a lot more. Next two games.
Thanks, Margarita.
Just calling it like it is. Facing the Rams at home. So again, already beat the Rams once. It took overtime. Already beat the Rams once. So the Rams, who definitely are a Super Bowl contender, and then the week after that at Arizona. What if you win these next two games and now you're 5-0 in the division? And now, Pearl, you're an 8-win team through 12 weeks. Like,
and
it's, I'll agree with you. It might not feel like a Super Bowl season, but aren't you going to look at the record and especially the record against the NFC West and say, wow, okay. I mean, at some point you got to give a little credit for that.
Credit, fine. But I'm not betting a Super Bowl future on them at all.
Can I just tell you also how the schedule lines up for them? So let's say they can beat the Rams. I know it's hard to beat anyone in the division twice, but let's say they beat the Rams and they beat Arizona.
Right.
Then you got Carolina, and then you're at Cleveland, and you think Shedeur Sanders is going to be starting in that game. And then your bye week, and then out of the bye is Tennessee. There are wins on the schedule.
They're 14th in Super Bowl odds, Maggie. 14th.
Crazy. 888-710-4ISN for the San Francisco fans. Do you guys have enough to make a run in 2025? Poll question out there too, Maggie and Pearl, maybe. All right, coming up, last night. Oh, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.